So delicious. What a great pun. I've missed it. Dang.
So have I.
And I like this. I like how it fades out with this creaking.
Kind of gets actually scary.
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
I'm Clayton.
I'm Jordy.
This is the Props Cast.
Welcome to the Halloween sort of party.
Welcome back. It's been a while.
Because this, yeah, it has been a while, hasn't it?
It has been.
A few weeks.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Our last episode was about Tom Cruise. And now we're like a week away from Halloween.
That was a funny one, though. I enjoyed that one.
It was good. We've been, both Jordy and I have been very busy with work. Ugh. And Jordy's been on a shifted work week.
Yeah.
Was it shifted or was it just 6 days?
It's kind of hither and thither. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I believe that's the term.
Hither and thither.
No, it's like one of those things. Well, every show got shut down because of the testing issues.
Yeah. Right?
And then, so that happened. So there was that. No, and then we had to like work a Sunday because we had to do a car chase thing and a part of Vancouver.
Oh, they
let you do that sort of.
Yeah.
Shut it down, you know, on a Sunday.
On a Sunday.
They only let you shut down stuff on a Sunday usually.
Weird.
It's not a great city for shutting stuff down.
No.
No.
I've done a lot of Saturday shoots at like government buildings. You know what I mean?
Exactly. They don't want to shut down streets here. It's too much, right?
Yeah.
Maybe at night sometimes, but...
It's hard to find a street to shut down that isn't under construction in Vancouver.
Well, because you know what? I don't know if you're aware, but they're building a few condo buildings around
town.
Oh,
really? Interesting.
Yeah. And they seem to have to shut down the whole fucking three-block radius around each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're really awesome buildings because, like, you know, they're like... Each place in there is probably from $700,000 to $1 million.
Yeah.
And they all have a freshie in the bottom of them and a Shopper's Drug Mart.
Yeah. And what's the square footage on one of those units?
Probably like 250 feet.
Right.
Square feet.
Right. So you better have a single bed.
Yeah. What a great concept. Whoever the city planners are should get an award. Anyways, moving on. Is this our Halloween episode?
Well, it might be our only one unless we do one.
Because
next Saturday is Halloween.
But we could do one on Saturday. Could
we not? Yeah, we could record it in the morning and I can load it up.
I mean, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing anything.
I'm just fucking going to watch Hubie Halloween probably on Netflix.
Is that the Adam Sandler?
Yeah, I'm tentative about it. I don't know if I want to waste my time.
I made a promise last year that I would watch The Exorcist before this upcoming Halloween, and I do not think I'm going to get to it.
Why?
Well, for one thing, it's not streaming anywhere, so I'm going to have to go to Black Dog Video, which is now called Video Cat on Cambi.
They did not.
What?
They changed the name
from
Black Dog to Video Cat?
Yeah, because there was two Black Dogs.
Okay.
There's one on, where's the other one? Main?
Commercial?
No, Commercial. That's still Black Dog Video. The one on Cambi is now Video Cat.
Why didn't they change it to Chat Noir? Probably because it's a restaurant.
That would have been good. Anyway, I'm going to have to go rent it, but I'm like, when am I going to watch it? I guess I could watch it tomorrow. If they have it.
They might. It's worth it.
But dude, it's Halloween. It's October. All those movies are going to be out.
Dude, anyway, it's October, man.
I didn't watch it for this, so I can't talk about it.
Well, do you want to do a quick see anything lately? Just a quick one?
I don't have anything.
You have nothing?
I got nothing.
You haven't seen anything?
No.
You haven't just watched one show?
I watched a couple episodes of the new season of Archer, but I think I talked about that last
week?
2 weeks ago.
I feel like we're playing an improv game here.
Yes, and... you watch?
I watched Tremors, and I wanted to quickly talk about it.
Oh, man.
Because it's kind of scary.
I watched that when I was a kid.
Does it hold up? Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Except for here's the thing.
It's Kevin Bacon, right?
Dude, anything Kevin Bacon holds up. Anything.
Well. Yeah, okay.
Maybe not anything. Some parts of
Footloose. I don't know if Wild Things holds up.
What? Dude, of course Wild Things holds up. Dude. No. Tremors. There's a lot of people in it you forget about, okay? One of them being, I believe his name is Michael Gross. He was the dad on Family Ties.
Oh,
he's in it? Do you remember him?
Yeah.
Something. And his wife is played by Reba McEntire.
Oh.
Country singer.
Wait, what?
Yeah. And they're like gun people in it. You know what I noticed about Tremors, though? Okay, number one, I've worked with the director. Strange fellow. His name is Ron Underwood. He went to movie jail for Pluto Nash.
Oh, yeah. Big offender.
So now he only does TV. Here's the thing, though.
I don't know.
Tremors, whoever the effects team was on that show, were fucking top shelf. Because the goddamn worm effects, all practical.
Like going under the ground. Like the,
yes, dude.
The Bugs Bunny.
Yep.
Kind of thing.
That, the camera work that they did, like going through the POV of said landworm.
Yeah.
Going through, you know, shit like that. The little tricks, little in-camera tricks.
Yeah.
Puppet work. All really good and sort of holds up. I mean, obviously, it's no fucking CGI accomplishment, but it's right. Like for that kind of thing, let me tell you, really good. But here's the other thing I noticed about it. There's a lot of frantic 80s acting in it. Like a lot of like, oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, hey, that's some bitch, blah, blah, blah. Like it's a lot of like franticness. It's like, holy fuck, and we just, I know there's underground giant landworms, whatever you want to call them.
Tremors.
Tremor worms. What are they even? Monsters.
I don't know.
Where are they from? They never talk about that.
What does it really matter?
No.
See, that's the thing that I think movies like that today get bogged down about. You have to spend half an hour.
Yeah, you're right.
Coming, it's like, does it matter?
Doesn't matter if they're from some other planet or whatever. They're just there.
They're just there. And they're going to kill you. Yeah.
So, anyways, it holds up, I would say. It's quite good.
All right.
I forgot to mention that I was going to, because I posted a thing about what we're going to do today.
Yeah.
About Howard the Duck.
Yeah.
And Elena messaged me on Instagram and she was like, there's a podcast about Howard the Duck on that show. How did that get made, or how did this get made?
Yeah.
And she said it's a really good episode. And I was like, I'm going to listen to it, but then I completely forgot.
I've listened to it
now. Is it funny?
Yeah, it's funny. That podcast is great. If you watch the movie and then listen to the episode
after, for sure. Right.
Ellie and I went to see them last year, or was it the beginning of this year?
Where?
At the comedy festival.
You guys are so cool.
And we watched the movie was Abraxas, starring Jesse Ventura.
Oh.
It was so like bad.
Jesse the Body Ventura?
Yeah.
Weird.
So bad.
What? Oh, because it was an 80s movie.
Yeah.
Right.
So we watched the movie, and then the next weekend we went to see the live show, and they talked about the movie.
Right.
It was great. It was great.
Fucking hilarious, dude. Okay, but we should explain what we're going to do on this episode.
Yes.
Right?
Right. In front of us, we have a pile of candy.
A pile.
It's not normal candy.
No.
It's candy that's linked to our collective childhood.
Yeah. I'm glad you put collective in
should
there.
What should we do? Should we just name all the things we have in front of us, or should we just go one by one?
I don't know.
I don't know how this is going to play out.
I just want to do a disclaimer also. And just say that it's going to get a little weird with the sound.
Yeah, we've discussed off camera or off mic how we're going to deal with the chewing. Because we don't feel like it's very fair to our audience to have to listen to
it. So many
chewing.
People are turning off right now. They're like, oh yeah, that's your guys' episode?
And if it Click. Makes anyone feel better, I have misophobia or whatever it's called. Where it sounds, especially the sound of chewing, makes you physically angry. Like,
yeah, you're the one in a quiet place that was eating fucking tacos. That was
Leanna.
Oh,
thank you very much.
Here we go with the blame game. No, that was Leanna. No, but we're going to try to do our best. Because I went to the candy store and bought all these candies. And I tried to pick ones that are from me and Clayton's childhood.
Yeah, and a lot of them. I mean,
because
I made a big list of things that I remembered from like the 80s, 90s. A lot of them do not exist anymore.
No, they don't.
Probably because they were made with toxic chemicals.
Yeah. Red dye number 16.
Red dye, yeah, exactly.
No, but here's the thing is that we're doing this in light of Halloween coming up.
Yeah.
And we're doing this because we were talking about Tom Cruise, those fucking Thunder Jets.
That's right. I forgot about that link.
Yeah. And we're like, let's do an episode about candy. Because everyone loves candy, don't they?
Everyone loves candy.
Like, especially nostalgic candy. Current candies that you like. Like, I know that everybody still fucks with something, right? Nibs. Yeah. Oh, Sour Nibs Patch Kids. Sour Catch Pidge.
Sour Catch Pidge.
Sour Catch Pidge Heads. So everybody has something that they still like. Nerd's Rope, which I got here, by the way.
I can't believe you got Nerd's Rope.
Dude, Nerd's Rope is like the fucking best, man. First of all, do you remember how awesome it was to have a goddamn box of Nerds when you were a kid?
Yes.
Let's start there, man.
The two sides.
Let's start on Nerds.
Now, okay.
Those were the fucking
Were they
days.
Always two-sided with two flavors? Or could you get boxes that were just... It was always two, right? Yeah.
It was always the orange and the pink.
And you'd slide the little cardboard thing out and you'd like...
And it would get all soggy because you'd put your lips on it.
Yeah. Gross.
Was it gross though?
The soggy box was gross.
As a kid though, did you think it was? No. Or did you think it was the best?
It was the best.
Because here's the thing,
I was big into Nerds. Big into Nerds. Okay, I'm already...
You still are.
I'm already like unwrapping these and I'm lifting them to my mouth. And I'm like, no, wait, I have to hold off. I have a sweet tooth. So this is like torture for me.
Are you lifting them to your mouth already?
Yeah, did you see? I almost put this.
What is that one?
That's a bottle cap.
Dude, don't eat that yet. We're not on bottle caps. We're on Nerds Ropes.
I know. I just did it absentmindedly. Okay, Nerds Rope. I have a very, very berry one here. What are you looking up?
I'm trying to fucking...
Find a picture of Nerds?
No, I'm trying... Okay, do you want to try the Nerds Rope?
Yeah.
On camera or on screen?
See, now, I don't remember these. Sound? I don't remember these as a kid.
Okay, well, here's the thing. They're fairly new. They're not from when we were a kid.
It's a licorice.
But I love them so much.
Covered in Nerds.
Yeah, it's like a Nerds dipped licorice.
Oh, look at that. Mm. The colors on mine are like turquoise, purple, pink. Jordy's already eating
it. It's so good.
What flavor is yours?
Can you
cherry?
Hear me chewing?
Yeah, I can. I'm going to turn you down for a minute. Jordy's eating his. So what? It's like a rope of licorice covered in Nerds.
I can't eat the whole thing.
No, they're don't so eat the good. Whole thing. We're just gonna taste them all.
This is a tasting.
Okay, now I'm gonna taste mine. I'm gonna turn my mic down.
This maybe wasn't the best idea for this podcast.
It'll be fine.
But we can't turn the mics down everything. Okay, why don't we do this? We'll eat one, and then we'll talk about a few, and then we'll eat another one. We'll space it out so it's not just us just fucking eating the whole time. Do you think somebody has a tasting podcast that's all they do?
Yeah, there's a podcast with Michael Ian Black and Tom Cavanaugh called Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And how do they get it? They just play it?
They just chew on mic. They don't care.
Oh, okay. Well, then now I don't feel so bad. Okay.
That was really good. Like, the licorice makes it taste different than childhood, but man, Nerds have not changed.
Okay, the first one that I'm going to talk about on from my childhood, and I'm going to tell a story about it, okay?
Oh, you mean like talk about ones that don't exist?
Have.
Yeah, okay, great.
And then talk about some that we do.
Okay, what do you got?
The first one I'm going to bring up, okay, on my list. Blue whales.
Oh.
Gummy blue whales. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, when I was a kid, I thought that these things were the fucking best thing ever. And I used to eat them all the time. But my grandma one time, they were on sale, probably at Safeway or Kresge's, one of the two. And she brought me a fucking like a 6-pound bag of them, like a giant bag.
I think I know where the story's going.
Blue whale.
Does it end with a pile of blue vomit?
Yeah, it does. It does. Clayton, you solved it. No, long story short, I ate probably 5¾ pounds of blue whales in one night. And then I got sick and I threw them all up and I've never had a blue whale since. Most people have that story with alcohol. I have it with blue whales.
I was going to say it's kind of like when, you know, parents find their kids smoking and they make them smoke a whole pack of cigarettes.
Exactly, dude.
Maybe your grandma did it on purpose.
I don't think so because she was such a kind. My grandma was like the grandma. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yes. The grandma.
She made pies and stuff.
I'm just going to interrupt just really quickly because
okay.
By some I'm weird done. Chance, Maddie texted just texted me about
blue whales.
No, about the last episode. Emilio Estevez is in Mission Impossible. She's confirmed what? It.
The first one?
Yeah.
That blows my mind.
Maddie, can you believe that you texted me while we're recording?
Maddie, can you believe it? She's like, yeah, I can. The only movie I remember Emilio Estevez from, two movies.
Is Mighty Ducks.
And Breakfast Club. And oh, yeah. San Elmo's Fire. And Young Guns.
That's more than that's a little more than two.
And Maximum Overdrive.
Okay, so blue whale gummies. I do remember those. I didn't eat those a lot.
They're so terrible, dude. Don't ever eat them.
There's something. Sick. Do they still make them?
Oh yeah, for sure. You can get them in bulk, man. I don't know if you can get them on sale in bulk for a 6-pound bag, but I know you can get them.
There's interesting, like the categories of candy, like those. I mean, when we were kids, it was 5-cent candies.
Yeah.
When our parents were kids, it was penny candies, right? But it was 5 cents
around. When our grandparents were kids, it was pennies.
It was just fucking free. Red, it was just red cents.
It was corn kernels covered in sugar, right? Maize.
Yeah. It was maple syrup poured over snow.
Oh, dude, that Sugar Shack shit, that is good shit. Mm-hmm. I've only had it a handful of times considering that we're Canadian. Mm-hmm. But man, is it good. God, it's good.
Yeah.
If you do it like on the properly with all the fresh ingredients and all that shit, or like having the actual sap there and the snow, it's no joke, dude.
If you don't know what we're talking about, look it up.
Yeah, look up Sugar Shack. Some Canadian boo shit.
Hang on. Let me look at my list to see if there's any other gummies. Or we can just fucking go all over the place.
Well, we go all over the map, dude. I don't know if we got to categorize anything. I mean, there was Sour Keys, which we all fucked with.
Yeah, see, this is going to be a thing because a lot of the candies that you brought here are sour. And I didn't fuck with sour candies.
You didn't?
No.
What kind of kid were you, man?
Sweet.
Well, it's the same shit. It's like just overly sweet.
I like those red marshmallows that taste like strawberries.
Oh, you like those, eh?
And the banana ones, too.
You like those fucking banana ones?
Fucking love them.
Really?
If those are ever at Crafty, I take them all.
What are those called? Bonbons?
Banana marshmallows?
What are the strawberries? Like, they're like pink, right?
Yeah, but they're just a marshmallow.
Do you like Peeps?
I don't really like Peeps.
This year I want to do an Easter episode, okay?
Sure, we can do
keep that in mind.
We can do an Easter episode. Why
fucking
not?
Easter movies.
We can paint eggs while we talk.
Properly, like the Ukrainian.
Yes.
With all the different layers.
Easter movies.
Where I grew up, there's a lot of Ukrainian
people.
I can't even
think of a fucking Easter movie.
Hop, starring your friend James Marsden, who we didn't have on the show.
Well, he'll probably be back in town. I'll get him on here.
There's an actor on my show right now that if it wasn't for COVID, I'd probably be more inclined to ask him.
I know. That's the thing.
But
like,
it's too sketchy.
I even feel weird asking people to come over, like unless they're people that we know.
But if you really want to throw it out there to Mahershala Ali, wouldn't hurt, Clayton.
Just
throw
that I'll mention it.
Just say, dude.
He's still in quarantine.
Good people, these actors, for going through that. Just throwing that out there.
No, I know. It's not fun to come up to a new city and sit around in a hotel room for 2 weeks. It fucking sucks.
And just watch, like, what do you watch? Fucking hockey highlights?
God. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Do you remember Sodalicious?
Yes.
What a great fucking pun.
What a great fun.
No, great pun.
No, I know. That's what I said.
Oh, I thought you said a great fun. They were also great fun. Those were a candy. They were like, they would come in packs of, in a box or whatever.
Like you get them in your lunch if you were that kind of kid. Mom, I didn't have them.
I did.
Other kids did.
I did. They were like three-dimensional. gummies in the shape of bottles, and they tasted like different
grape.
They were kind of like
green,
fizzy almost.
Yeah, they were like carbonated candy. Yeah, like they're soft though, chewy.
Yeah, they were so weird.
Here's the thing though. Okay, should we have Gushers now?
Yeah,
in light of that.
So I found Gushers at Save-On.
We don't have Sodalicious.
And I was like, holy shit, they still make Gushers.
Do you remember the commercials for Gushers?
Yeah, and they're like kids' heads would like
blow up. Do you remember how in the 90s it was like there was a time in the 90s where commercials were way too much?
Too much. You read my mind because I was looking at my list and I saw Sodalicious. Do you remember the commercials for Sodalicious?
No.
They were like,
tell me.
They were like CGI. And the kids'
heads exploded?
No, they were like, the kids were like flat. Paper cutouts.
And then they would
and they were eat like, it and they'd come be like, to life. Feeling flat. And then the kid would eat the Sodalicious and then you pop into 3D.
Dude, you're really painting this picture for me.
And I feeling flat.
Have a Sodalicious.
New Sodalicious three-dimensional gummy candies.
Remember the fruit Gushers though? It was like, fucking Gushers! Like it was just screaming at you. Like just... And the kid's head would turn into like a blueberry. And I remember the Pizza Pop ones. It was like, there's too much stuff.
Oh, and they would explode. And and it would look like it exploded onto the inside of your TV screen.
Yeah, dude, it was way over the top. Okay,
Pizza Pops, I know they're not candy, but I survived on Pizza Pops.
I love them.
Pep and Bacon Pizza Pops.
Even to this day, bro.
Grade.
I mean, not to this day.
Seven but. Through, I'm going to say 10.
I used to fuck with the three cheese. Mm. Forget the meat, dude.
And then my mom would buy the ones that had the peppers in them, and I'd be like,
"Gross!"
Not any kind of vegetable. Not if my fucking life depended on it.
No.
Peppers are already disgusting, and then when you add like that microwave pepper taste, ugh,
the soggy.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we doing this?
I'm gonna try this one. I'm gonna turn my mic down.
God, the crinkling. Does it gush in your mouth? Does it make you... I'm going to try an orange one.
Not very gushy.
Oh, dude, it's... it's like they cheaped out on the gush.
They totally cheaped out.
It's like how Reese's Pieces have become smaller.
Are yours multicolored? Mine are all red.
No, mine are multis.
Look at this. Mine's all red.
That must be like a different box or something.
No, they all came out of the same... Really? Every fucking single one is red.
Do you want a green one of these?
What a jip. No, I mean, they're all the same, really, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't like those.
Okay.
Not going to lie.
Okay.
Not like I remember
should we
them.
Should we rate them? I'm going to give this one a D.
I give that a D minus.
I remember them being way better.
Yeah, and more gush.
More gush. It was like, you bite. So what? If you don't know what it is, it's like a chewy candy, like with a gummy.
Juice in
but
the
in the middle, it's like, yeah, like fruit juice, like synthetic fruit juice. And you bite into it and it'd be like,
how do they get the juice in there?
I don't fucking
how do they do it? Remember the caramel secret?
Yeah. And then when I became an adult, I'm like, oh, I see how they do it.
Okay. It. I'm going to bob another one on us that we're going to eat on mic.
Oh.
So it's a double feature here.
It's one that we have?
Yeah.
Okay.
And now you claim you don't remember these. You also claim you didn't mess with a lot of sour candies. Yeah. But do you not remember the phenomenon that you're is talking about, Warheads?
Yeah. Warheads. This is going out to Jesse Smith, by the way.
J-Dog.
When I told him we were doing this, he's like, you got to talk about Warheads.
Dude, he knows. It was like a thing that you did, like, you know, when a kid and you're like,
a dare.
Oh, like a dare. Exactly, dude. Hot sauce, Warheads, swamp water, jerking off in front of each other. Maybe not that one.
The only one of that list that I did was swamp water. I know everyone was thinking that I was going to say jerking off. Swamp water was definitely something.
Remember that Taco Bell? You guys never had Taco Bell restaurants here, did you?
There was a...
But you did have have Fountain Selection Pop,
yes.
Though, right?
Yeah.
Where you just, as a kid, you think get all of them.
You think BC didn't have fucking
I don't know. I don't know. Mr. Mike's did.
Fucking British Columbia is like, we don't know how that technology works.
We don't have soda fountains there, okay? I don't know, man. You guys were drinking fucking seaweed soda and shit like that.
Seaweed soda. That's another million dollar idea.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
Maybe it is.
It's very...
Okay, so let's have a Warhead.
Okay. So are they different flavors? Oh, mine that's strawberry grape.
Mine's mango melon. But when we were kids, these were the sourest candies in the world.
I'm sweating already just thinking about it.
Are you?
Yeah, I don't do well with sour, but I'm going to do it.
Say they're not like how we were when we were kids. I think they've toned them down a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think that's like a FDA thing?
I think it's just like the gusher. I think they cheaped out on the ingredients.
Like how the wagon wheel is like half the size exactly. of what it used to be.
Wagon wheels, Reese peanut butter cups.
Count of three?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
damn. Oh.
Dude, they're so sour.
Okay, it's they did not cheap out. I'm still going. They did not cheap out on the sour.
Dude, that is crazy.
Okay. Oh,
that's just, me and Clayton have our own spit buckets too. That's unbelievable.
Okay,
that's not changed at all.
Holy I don't know why fuck. They bother writing a flavor on it because all it tastes like is
sour.
The back of your tongue. Oh my god.
Oh, it's still stinging.
It's in my teeth. Like my whole mouth tastes like it.
That's really fucking sour, dude.
Okay, well done, Warheads.
I was not expecting that.
A plus.
I would give that an A just based on pure novelty.
Well, yeah.
Try the contest would be
if who could hold it in their mouth
and just sit there and not wince.
Yeah. Oh, like in The Outsiders when they stab each other with the cigarettes.
Exactly.
My glass is fogged up.
I didn't think it would be that sour. Okay. I really didn't.
Okay, so I here's one sour candy that I did like as a kid. And this is a weird phenomenon because there's no information about this on the internet. They're so called delicious. Screaming saucers.
Oh, I remember these.
Do you remember them?
Yes.
So dude. They were in Alberta too?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because course. So I was trying to find a picture of them or if they sold them online or anything. Nothing comes up. Like,
were
no,
they in a blue package?
They were in like a little hockey puck shaped container with a domed lid.
Yes, 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 yes. I remember them.
That you yeah. pull off and they were blue.
Sour as fuck.
Deep blue. Like, they almost look like little pillows. Like, they had little yeah. pointy corners. Yes. And they were hard. Like, you couldn't bite them.
No, they were like a hard candy.
Yeah, like, kind of like this. And they turned your mouth blue.
Totally.
Like not blue, like, haha, blue. Like, fucking, what's wrong with your mouth?
It looked like you drank the paint water.
Yeah, it looked like you...
The brush water.
It looked like you bit a Bic pen in half.
Do you remember that, too? Chewing on a Bic or a Paper Mate in class, really like, and it just exploding in your mouth. Remember how everyone had pen marks in their jeans? Yeah. Do kids still do that? Do they have to carry pens around in their pockets and shit?
No,
it's all computers now.
Laptops and shit.
They're like, dude, the other day my fucking hard drive fell out onto the floor. I was so embarrassed. Is that what it is like?
It must be.
I have to ask Kat.
It must be.
Kat will just be like, "What are you talking?"
Anyway,
about?
These screaming saucers. We used to buy them at the corner store. A block away from our elementary school, and we would get in trouble. Like, the school put a ban on them. It was a huge deal because we'd all come to class and all our mouths were like, your lips would be all blue.
They're like, no screaming saucers allowed.
Yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, and then they just went away.
You guys could do like a Footloose story, but instead of music and dancing, it would be screaming blue saucers.
Screaming saucers yeah. are not allowed it in this town.
Like.
Both screaming saucers are the devil. No daughter of mine's going to have blue lips.
We have to eat a chocolate thing after this because my mouth is still in pain. We have Zagnut.
Oh, Zagnut will be our savior.
Okay.
Anyway, that's definitely number one on my nostalgia list of candies, the screaming saucers. If anyone out there knows about screaming saucers, if you've had them, please send us a message at thepropscast@gmail.com.
We might have to post some of these too.
I think we should. Yeah, I think we should.
There's no info on screaming saucers, eh?
No.
That's crazy.
There's a Reddit post of someone asking about, does anyone have any information about screaming saucers?
I love when that happens.
They just fucking vanished. Like, I love no when, record of them.
It's almost cooler that way though, isn't it?
It's like a collective dream.
Yeah, but it's still a mystery.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Schrodinger's cat at this point, because you don't know if it is. I mean, you do, but you don't, because there's no evidence
of there's
it.
Like one really shitty image of the packaging.
Oh, really? All grainy?
Yeah.
It's all like from somebody's grainy. Home movie?
Yeah.
From America's Funniest Home Videos?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a freeze frame? Okay, here's my next one.
Okay.
Now, we're going to have to post this because I don't know if people will remember these or not. And I don't even know if you will. They're called Astro Pops.
Yes. And totally remember like them.
The cone-shaped,
yep.
Multicolored,
translucent.
Sucker. Yeah, like what do you call them? A sucker?
Yeah, it's a pop? Sucker. Yeah. Because it's on a stick, right?
It's on a stick. You ate it like it was a fucking... Like it's a pretty big sucker, though. It's a lot of material.
Like it's a lollipop, but it's not like a spherical... Like no, it's a whole...
It's a whole cone.
Yeah.
And it went all the way down.
Yeah.
And it took a long time. And I don't know if I liked them very much, but I remember having them.
I remember having them and not being that great.
Like, I don't know if I ever finished one.
No, you never... as a kid... You don't have the attention span to finish a candy that big.
No.
Same with on my list, along those similar lines, push pops.
Yeah.
Never finished one of
or
those.
Or a candy, or a ring, the
ring
pop.
Ring pop. Right? Yeah. Same thing.
Well, this is all the same family.
Remember the ring pop? You'd put it on your finger, and then you'd be licking it and sucking it, and then all the fucking juice would go get down. On your yeah. hand. So disgusting.
Totally disgusting. But brutal. Brutal. You still lick that shit off your fingers after.
And push pops, like once you started eating it or licking it, when you put it back down into the container, it would get stuck.
And you have to force it out?
You'd never get it back out.
Do you think that whoever made push pop, like the inventor of, was sitting there like looking at his wife's lipstick circa 1989? And he was like, I wonder if that would taste good. And then he's like, I wonder if I should just make a candy that's like that, but you can actually eat it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, probably. He's gross. Like one of those guys that's on, what's that show where people eat weird things like paint and stuff?
I don't know.
Oh, it's like a reality show.
Really? Oh, Fear Factor?
No. Fear Factor.
Okay, you're next on the docket.
Oh, well, should we try another one?
Fuck. I think so.
Have you recovered? Should we do Airheads?
Yeah.
Or should we do the other sour one?
Or let's do Zagnut, dude.
No, but we need to save Zagnut.
Okay.
Okay, no, let's do Zagnut.
Okay, well, I only want to eat it to get the sour
okay.
taste.
Let's
my
have
mouth.
A bite of Zagnut.
Okay, if anybody doesn't know Zagnut, if anyone from the States is listening, we don't have it up here. It's only specialty candy bar.
And you found States, one.
And then there, because it's in that store, there's a whole bunch of American things in there. But it's crunchy peanut butter toasted coconut. Okay. It's not a chocolate bar.
I feel like this is like a Butterfinger.
With it's like the inside of a Butterfinger.
Instead of chocolate, it's got coconut. And you said this is in Beetlejuice?
Yeah. There's a part when he comes out, he's like, want a Zagnut? So I thought in light of Halloween.
Okay, Jordy's taking a bite.
It's good.
Crunchy?
It's a Butterfinger. It's a naked Butterfinger. That's all it is.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Is it made by the same people? Fucking
Hershey.
Nestle, did Pepsi,
it's made by
Sony,
Pepsi.
Viacom International.
It's made by Apple Computers.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
Mm. Oh, that's nice.
It's good, though.
It's really good.
Right?
Hey.
Hey. Want a Zagnut?
I would eat that.
I would, too.
I'm not the hugest fan of coconut.
No?
Like shaved coconut?
See, I am. Like, I'll fucking kill a Bounty bar.
But that's good.
I'll kill a Bounty bar. Mm-hmm. I'll kill an Almond Joy.
I can't do
also it. Not in Canada.
I can't do a Bounty bar.
Now, here's the thing. What is it about certain chocolate bars and chips between Canada and the States? Why do we have some, but then they don't have ours, but some they do, but we don't have theirs?
It's the whatever the ingredients are. Like, there's different regulations.
Do you think it's just that?
Yeah, because remember a long time we never had Red Bull because taurine, the active ingredient, was illegal.
Remember when everyone thought it was bull semen?
Yeah.
Or testosterone or something?
Yeah.
Dude, you know you're drinking bull testosterone right now, right? You know that, right? You're in a bar on ecstasy in 1999. You're like, what, really?
having a Red Bull with vodka.
Fucking people and fucking fake news. It's been out for a long time. What? Misinformation.
Oh, yeah.
Before, when you'd hear the right information, though, you were like, oh, I was wrong. Now, you believe misinformation to the death.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Just remember the ancient Greeks thought the sun was a guy in a flaming chariot riding across the sky.
So, Apollo, dude.
So, you know, you can't believe everything anybody says.
Oh, my God. You know what else we forgot to mention?
What?
That we're going to do probably at the end.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a secret.
Oh, okay. Then let's keep it a secret till the end.
Listen to the end of the episode for the secret.
You have to sit through this.
By the way, this is a 7-hour episode.
Oh, my God. We're trying every candy ever.
We need to pick up the pace, though, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to eat a bottle cap because it's staring at me.
Ah, fuck. All right. Who remembers bottle caps? Definitely heard that one.
That was my tooth, not like
that candy. Sounded like me at the chiropractor. Good?
Yeah.
Oh, really good.
Oh, wait. There's sort of a soapy taste to it.
Speaking of which.
Was that next?
We gotta get the thrills going.
I don't want one, though.
Dude, you have to.
No.
Just to get it in your mouth.
Okay.
So that's good.
Bottle caps are...
I'd give that an A.
Actually, it is pretty good.
Really good.
I think mine was root beer flavored. Bottle caps are little...
They're like imitation bottle caps.
Yeah, they just look like bottle caps, but they're all soda flavored.
That was good. I like that one.
I definitely had these when I was a kid.
Oh, totally. They came in a different package, though, remember?
They did.
They weren't in a roll.
Yeah.
They were like a green package.
Yeah.
They're good.
Now, these kind of candies, I don't know what you call them. They're like if we were talking about
powder,
like pills, like prop pills, you'd be like, oh, gel capsules or tablets.
Mm-hmm.
This is a tablet.
It's like a sugar pill.
It's like Pez or
Rockets,
which is, I think, just a Canadian thing.
Yeah, and what are they called? There's a different name for them in the States.
Yeah, they have them, but they're called something different.
They're like, they're hard. They're like a pressed pill. Yeah,
but there's so many candies that are this candy in different shapes.
For sure.
And remember when you were a kid, like, oh, you know what I had that I didn't bring up? Trash can candy.
I used to fucking kill those things. I found some
when we were shooting The Stand and I bought a bunch.
It was garbage. Remember,
it was literally
a fishbone.
Yeah, and a shoe and a bottle because this was pre-recycling days. And it would come in a little plastic garbage can.
And it was so much fun. You'd open that shit and eat the garbage candies.
So there were those. And then there's Pez, which is like the same thing.
Same exact consistency.
The only thing that makes Pez awesome is the dispensers.
Exactly.
But Pez is actually quite good.
Like, I want to eat most things out of Donald Duck's neck at most times in my life.
I have a Gal Gadot Wonder Woman Pez dispenser. I saw it in a store. And I'm like, I have to get that. That's classic.
Is it actually Gal Gadot?
Yeah. It was for the Wonder Woman movie.
Okay. Fun Dip, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's just this stuff in powder form.
Yeah, it's not pressed. It's not compressed.
Exactly. But the stick is.
Yeah. But the stick has no flavor.
I think these ones do. You sure?
Maybe vanilla.
We're going to get into the Fun Dip.
We're
brought to us by Ellie.
Ellie got us some, and then my sister found some in LA and sent it up. So they're the same. The only difference is that my sister's has no French on them, but it's the same Licamaid who made the original. So it's the same.
I have the French one.
It's the same company. We both have French ones.
You might get some weird.
This is Ellie's. So I have Raz Apple.
I have flavored. Cherry Yum.
Now remember Fun Dip. He's going for his first dip. Fun Dip, when we were kids, had three flavors. So you'd have your stick, and you'd have... Were you okay?
It didn't taste right.
Uh-oh.
It was weird. You know, I'll be honest with you, taking this stick and dipping it into a fucking bag full of powder reminds me of drugs.
Well...
Not gonna lie.
I'm sure there's some correlations there.
It reminds me of cocaine.
The kids eating Fun Dip and then... Following that.
It didn't taste right, that first taste.
No?
I think I had to activate the stick better. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what this stick is made of, dude?
It's just...
Yeah, I don't know. The stick doesn't taste right, man.
It's just compressed... Oh, my finger's all green.
Some weird shit's happening. Strange things are afoot.
At the Circle K.
At the Circle K with the Fun Dip.
I remember Fun Dip being way better. There was an orange flavor, a grape flavor, and a green lime, right?
Do you have the American one here?
It's in that Ziploc, that zippy there.
Weird. Let's try it.
But they're the same.
Yeah, but are they, though? That's the only difference is the packaging.
I know what you mean, though. This is
it's got a weird hue to it, doesn't it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mine's going green.
I don't know, man. I don't know about the fucking Fun Dip, dude.
Should I stop eating it?
I think so.
I'm just gonna do one more.
Oh, God. Oh, brother. I've been there.
Look at that.
Yeah, I don't know why it's going on your green like that.
Okay, C-minus for that
Fun Dip. Yeah, total C-minus.
Sorry, Ellie.
Okay, one more quick powder form thing.
Oh, God.
Flintstones Pixie Sticks.
Now, Pixie Sticks was a huge staple for me because they were the fucking cheapest candy you could buy.
Remember in The Simpsons with Rod and Todd?
Yeah, there's no sugar in Pixie Sticks.
Give it to me, you jerk. What does he say?
Wait, how do you open these?
I don't know.
Oh, you just, like a bag of chips, you like push the...
Oh, do you?
Oh my God, are you ready for this?
Can't you just rip it?
We're about to consume a straw full of sugar.
Oh, I see what you mean. Dude... This reminds me of drugs, too. Is it good?
Holy damn.
Oh, God. That's sweet.
Look how much there is. This thing's like 2 feet long.
This has a weird hue to it, too. Fuck, man.
Well, it might be just like the...
Oh, my God, that's sweet.
The combination of all the candies we've had so far.
You can hear the pouring... Give it back to me, you smelly jerk. What does he say?
Okay, that's enough of that one.
Yikes. That's just pure sugar.
Do you think it's weird that
holy fuck
things are still like Flintstone branded?
I think it's really weird, and I'm like, glad you brought that up.
Who the fuck watches Flintstones anymore?
Like 40-year-old fucking potheads, dude.
Like Flintstones vitamins for kids.
First of all.
Do you think kids in 2020 are like, I got a Bam Bam?
And a Pebbles, and a Barney, and like, is there a lot of like, is the Flintstones even like 2020 friendly, as like,
no
human rights goes, no. Civil rights.
Fuck. They had like, a fucking.
Am I wrong? But did Fred Flintstone used to beat Wilma? He didn't beat her, but it was borderline.
I think he made a reference to it because
it was based on the Honeymooners.
Honeymooners, bang, zoom, straight to the moon.
Not appropriate.
No. They also enslaved a lot of animals to do menial tasks.
One of them was the toilet. Was it not? Or is that a Family Guy
thing? I don't think it might have been a Family Guy thing.
They did enslave animals, dude.
The bird was their record player. God.
Dude, there were so many things.
Okay.
I used to watch Flintstones a lot.
We're getting into the itty-gritty of it here.
What are we saying now? Okay, can we just take 2 minutes?
I'm having another bottle cap, yeah?
And let's talk. Can you talk about Thrills while I get them ready for you to eat?
Oh, they're over here.
Don't fucking shut down Thrills.
For those okay. that,
are they you, Canadian only or are British?
Only the probably British. Only the British would come up with something like that.
Why do they? Oh, it says they're imported by Tootsie Roll.
Oh,
made in Spain.
Oh, Spain.
Oh, but guess what? I didn't know this.
What?
They're peanut free.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Tastes like soap, but peanut free.
Okay, for anybody who doesn't know, Thrills gum is this fucking purple gum, and it's very controversial in this country. Why? If people think that politics divide people, let me tell you what. Thrills gum have broken up families, have caused many a fucking bar fight. It's this gum that they sell in Canada, probably in Spain, and probably in England, because British people love shit, stuff that tastes like shit. It's gum that tastes like soap. Nobody knows why. Nobody knows how it even exists now, but we're going to try it. Not try it. Have it again.
I'm not happy about it.
Clayton, just have one. It's all you have to have.
I'm going to.
Two bites.
Then you can get, God, I feel like
fuck, I dropped one.
I feel like a child. Just two bites, Clayton.
Then you can get your gammies on. You get your Flintstones jam jams. Yeah. These are probably more like Transformers.
Are you eating it already?
Yeah. Mm. Oh my God, it's like fucking eating perfume. Dude.
Don't, well, we were supposed to do it together. Oh, what an idiot.
Okay, I'll do another one.
No.
I want to experience it again because it's so bad.
Okay.
Imagine walking into the fucking perfume section at the Bay while you're eating this, okay?
It smells like nothing, by the way. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
The first few bites taste like an old lady's scarf. It Why does it taste like that, dude?
It tastes the way that Value Village smells. Like a, you know, collective...
Ugh.
The collective scent of like multiple laundry detergents.
I mean, I guess it gets better, kind of. Yeah, it tastes like detergent. That's what you're. Oh man, this is like the Tide Pod challenge and gum form.
I'm still chewing it, by the way.
It kind of gets better though. I had to get it out.
Yeah, but, you know, now that the initial flavor is worn off, because it's the kind of gum that's only good for like 20 chews. It kind of tastes like flowers. Does that make sense? Like it tastes like lavender.
Yes, that makes sense.
Okay, that's enough of that.
What is that? What is it supposed to taste like?
It's supposed to taste like soap. That's like their gimmick. It's novelty.
No, it's not, because some people buy it and have it on in their purse at all times. No way. Men and women.
It's not true. Okay, dude, let's have a candy cigarette.
Wash this away. Okay. So for anybody who's below the age of 36, you won't remember these. They were chocolate cigarettes.
I fucking cannot believe you found these.
They're chocolate cigarettes that they used to sell to kids to like get them ready for smoking. I don't know.
Okay. It's just a stick of chocolate
wrapped
the size of a cigarette wrapped in white paper.
Yeah.
So it's like, could it be even, they were like, no, I know it's a cylinder. I know it's the same size as a cigarette. I know we're putting it in a pack, a brown box that looks like a pack of cigarettes, but I think we should wrap them in white paper just to really sell the fact that they're supposed to be cigarettes.
And it kind of, they're not the easiest to unwrap, too.
No. I used to buy these a lot.
You know what I didn't get that I should have also is Popeye cigarettes.
Yeah. I still buy those occasionally when I see them.
Do you? Hey?
They're fun.
Well, I miss smoking.
Because you can buy them anywhere.
Like they're everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Gas stations.
Yeah. Like what? Who's buying them other than me?
Is it good chocolate?
No.
Not really.
No.
It's like 20% chocolate, 80% wax.
This is better than the one. I feel like this tastes a lot better than it did when I was a kid.
You think they like upgraded it?
No, I just think that as a kid, the chocolate was probably sitting there for 3 or 4 years before you bought it.
How, dude, who buys these?
Are you eating Zagnut again?
I needed one more bite of Zagnut. It's so good. Dude, I fuck with Zagnuts.
Let me run. I'm just going to run down my list and throw a few at you that we don't have.
Okay.
See if you remember them. Do you remember Fizz?
Of course. I should have got those too because I could have found them.
Yeah, I think those are still around.
I used to buy a long fucking strand of Fizz and fucking eat them all.
If you don't know, Fizz is like a little hard candy that's like carbonated when you put it in your mouth, and then it comes in like a little package.
Like a strip.
Yeah, they're all individually packaged, but they're in like linked together like a big fucking thing of sausages or something.
Was it all on like one big roll when we were kids?
I think you could buy, and they were together, but they were like, I don't know, like 10 or something. And then I think
like
it's certain
store owner had to like count them out.
He's got a big roll. He's pulling them out. Give me 6 feet of Fizz. Bubble tape.
Oh, of course. Except for, you know what? There's been a few occasions where I smoked pot and ate bubble tape after.
Why would you?
And it did something weird where it like, have you ever had that where you chewed gum too long and your mouth got too dry that the gum just like disintegrated in your mouth?
Yeah.
Have you ever had that?
Yeah.
And you can't fucking get it all out and you kind of panic a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm high on fucking jazz cabbage, laser lettuce, and this bubble tape just disintegrates in my mouth, and I can't get it out of my mouth. I'm like, and I start to panic because there's too much purple bubble tape in there. Because there was pink and then there was purple. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
There's two.
Yeah, there was bubblegum, classic bubblegum, grape, and there might have been a third flavor.
Green?
No, it wasn't green.
Orange.
Probably, yeah. Red,
how
maybe?
Long
cherry?
Was it? Like, did you get 6 feet of tape or how long?
I mean, I'm sure we could do some math and figure it out, but they were like, you know, the container was like that, right?
So it's probably like 3 feet. Wasn't six.
Barely.
Right?
But it was pretty thick.
It's two and some change. Do you remember Bubble Jug?
Oh, dude, that's on my list. Right there, Bubble Jug. That was going to be the next one.
Or it's just powder.
Yeah.
Dude, Big League Chew, Bubble Jug, Hubba Bubba. Like, remember how when you were a kid and you get the pack of Hubba Bubba, the wackiest flavor, watermelon and all this bullshit? Was it even good, really?
No, it was just like full of flavor.
So much flavor.
Right? Like, it wasn't like gum when you're like, oh, like Juicy Fruit, you chew it and you'd be like, oh, it's gum. Right? And then Hubba Bubba, you'd chew it and you'd be like, mouth would be overflowing with like...
So much. Whoa. So many things happening.
Yeah.
Here's the thing though. Here's my question. Phenomenon. Watermelon flavor, strawberry flavor, grape flavor.
Yeah. Orange flavor. Yeah.
Does that actually taste like those fruits at all?
Not
really?
Not at all. It's two different flavors.
Totally. Like, so I don't know what's grape. Like, grapes don't taste like that, but yet we know. Like, we're like, oh, it's grape.
It's like
pop.
It's like blue.
Blue is a flavor, but usually
blue is a flavor, but they were so lazy they didn't even like.
But don't they usually say it's raspberry? Usually blue.
I think they do now, but
back blue, then it wasn't.
No, blue is like blue Gatorade. Like, that's a flavor.
You know what I do?
And everyone just says blue.
You know what I do love though is blue Jones Cola.
Oh, the blue bubble gum.
Yeah, it's good.
It is good.
Yeah,
Jones soda. Fuck, I used to fuck with that a lot.
I always wanted to take a picture of my Jones tattoo and send it to them. Do you think they'd put it on?
Yeah, on the label?
I think they would.
I think they would. I can still taste
been
those
thrills.
Been
dreaming about that for 25 years. Dude, the thrills are fucking disgusting. Don't care.
Do you remember that zebra gum?
No.
It was an American thing.
Zebra.
And it was like Juicy Fruit, like the sticks, the flat sticks. But it was like zebra striped.
Oh, okay.
Different colors.
Sounds exciting. Yeah. Black and white?
No, all different, like red and white, orange and white, yellow white.
No, I don't.
And they were all different flavors.
Okay, quickly, do you remember these dino eggs?
Yeah. Oh,
they came in a box.
Yeah.
I like how stuff used to come in
a box.
They
were kind of like runts, weren't they?
Another one. Fucking runts.
Remember you get them at the, like this is... After COVID, you'll never see this again. You go to the fucking dispenser and put your quarter in and you turn it and it would just loose dump out the bottom and you just catch it all in your hands and you're like, hope I get a banana.
Did you like the banana ones?
I love the banana
ones. That fucking weird guy who liked banana. I could have, if we were friends, I could have just given you bags of banana runs because I didn't eat them.
That's why we should have been friends as kids.
And I totally would have done that for you.
Because that's the thing. When you like the weird flavor, you get a lot of the weird flavor because you get all the leftovers from other people. Like, that's why I always take the yellow banana marshmallow things off of Crafty because I know no one's going to take them.
Do you like banana flavored stuff in general?
Yeah, the fake banana.
Again.
Yeah.
Or is it? Or what's the closest one? Do you think it is
banana? I feel like it's not just strawberry. One of those, it was the same and then it kind of diverged slowly and now we're at a point where there are two different flavors.
Okay, that's how
that's the original Fun Dip.
Big old weird, fucking package.
That weird kid on there.
That kid is weird.
Do you remember Squeeze It? This is a drink, but it was pretty much a candy because it was basically like flavored wax water.
Yes. Those bottles, that they were like wax, and you bite into it?
Yeah, and it was made of what the fuck was whatever that? It was made of. It was squeezy.
What was that, dude? What was it? Why did we? What's with the juice, hey? What's with kids and like, I want that juice in there. Okay, here's a weird one quickly.
Oh, Lifesavers.
Lifesavers holes, though. Do you remember that?
No.
They come in a package like this.
The idea of like a Timbit?
Exactly. And here's my question about Timbits. and Lifesaver's holes. Anything that is a circular thing that sells the holes part. Do they actually make the holes from the holes that they make?
No.
Same with the donuts?
No.
So it's all a big lie.
It's all a big lie.
Like Timbits are not the holes from the donut.
No.
Those real holes they just throw out. Or they
there
don't,
is
they
no
donate.
Hole. It's just a loop of dough.
I feel like you just told me that Santa's not real.
Well, he is.
Speaking of which, guess who just told me that she doesn't believe in Santa anymore this
summer?
Yeah. She's known for like 2 years, man.
Yeah, because she's a smart kid.
Yeah, and she's been like going along with it. God, she's hilarious.
She lied to you.
I know.
She got you back.
And I'm like, just so you know, it's less presents this year, okay? Half the amount.
Oh, that's so mean.
No, of course not. Okay, quickly, I have to mention this one. I keep saying quickly, and they're never back.
You know what?
But we have to talk about this.
I saw those, and I didn't buy them.
They're disgusting. Mega jawbreakers.
Look at that
giant
thing.
Giant jaw. Look at this fucking size.
That's the size of
a
softball.
And do you remember getting one and then attempting to fucking eat it? Yeah. Talk about a disgusting mess. You'd have it. I remember I had one in like a sandwich bag. Kind of just like stuffing my, and my tongue was raw. And the sandwich bag got so sticky.
So
I was
gross.
On the way home from Banff. Because Banff had a badass kind of, still probably has it. It's still there. They have the badass candy shop there, man. Awesome candy shop. It's like one of the highlights. And it did have all these layers. Like, how did they cut it like that? For those of you who can't see, that somebody's cut a fucking... It's like exactly... some kind of saw to cut through this fucking... When we were kids, they had jawbreakers that were the size of baseballs, possibly softballs.
Dude, they're still out there.
And no kid had ever finished
they're
one.
Still
dude.
Out there.
Nobody's ever finished one of those things. Yo, even jawbreakers. Like, can we talk about jawbreakers for a minute?
Are you talking about the ones...
The little ones.
The old ones.
The old
that
ones.
That were silver.
Those.
And you're like, what is that? And they
there
tasted
those,
like Coca-Cola.
There was the multicolored ones that you just have and you couldn't get into them until a certain amount of time they'd been in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they turn into gum.
Yeah.
Finally, they'd break.
Wait, no, you're talking about gobstoppers.
Both. Gobstoppers and jawbreakers.
They're gobstoppers were chewy in the middle, but they were
They
multiple.
Weren't gum?
Were they gum? No, they're not gum. No, they were just chewy in the middle. And then you'd have to keep them in your mouth and they'd let them dissolve slowly till they get to a point where you can bite into them.
Yeah, so that's the same as jawbreakers. We're the same.
No, but jawbreakers were solid all the way through. Runts, there they are.
No, jawbreakers turned into gum too, at least the ones that I remember.
No.
There's different versions of them. I'm
talking about
remember.
The silver ones.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the silver ones.
Oh, okay.
Did those ones taste like Coke?
Yeah, they taste like Coca-Cola, which is essentially caramel.
Ah, these are the mysteries of life, dude. Can we just have a quick...
Should we get into this?
Shout out to... Just quickly, though, to...
What?
To Grandma Candies, Fudge, Werther's, all sorts.
Just okay.
And these ones, these were strawberry packaged ones.
I do like those ones.
Still.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good. They have like goo in the middle, too, don't they?
What was your favorite candy to get trick-or-treating?
Red Sucker.
Oh, yeah, the old suckers.
The old red one?
Yeah.
Had a very specific taste.
You're right.
And that, just like the Zagnut smells like Halloween, those red suckers, that'll take me right back to fucking 88.
I forgot about those red suckers. And we're not talking about Tootsie Pops.
No, I'm talking about just straight up.
The flat.
Flat, plain.
Little.
Package just
clear cellophane. Yeah.
Red.
Red.
Not
yeah, you're
purple.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not yellow.
Because it didn't taste like other red candies. It was
no, it had a specific taste to it.
Used to get those sometimes at the dentist, ironically.
totally
weird. I remember I went to, was it the dentist or the doctor, and he offered me a sucker, and I declined, and he was like...
You passed the test.
No, he was like, I think there's something wrong with you. I just didn't want to.
I don't think my dentist gave me any candies. They used to give me
the
a
dentist
toothbrush.
Had toys in a toy chest. That's what I'm thinking of.
Oh, okay.
Little like, you know, stupid little
thing. We're going to need to go to the dentist after these goddamn fucking things, dude.
Did you bring your toothbrush?
Yes, I did. Because I'm also spending the night. I don't know if I told you.
Oh, great.
Movie night.
We can watch Exorcist.
Okay, we're going to quickly. I don't know why I keep saying that because we're not doing
Bazooka
anything.
Bazooka Joe.
But you. Bazooka Joe gum.
I'm already chewing it.
Is your comic funny?
Be careful. They're a little stale.
Dude, there's nothing worse than a stale ass fucking candy.
They're all stale.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Bazooka Joe. And his gang. Okay. What are you fishing for, Pesty? Pesty says, whales. Bazooka says, whales? There are no whales in that pond. Pesty says, there are no fish either, so I might as well fish for whales.
This actually ain't bad.
It's not a pun. It's not... I'm turning the... Get your...
I was enjoying that Bazooka Joe.
No, I'm not didn't say spit it out. Just
don't chew it right into the mic. Okay, but I was mesmerized by your joke reading. Okay, mine, Bazooka Joe comic, is, hi, Pesty. Hi, Joe. What is that? And then Joe says, it's a caterpillar. What did you think it was? And Pesty says, I thought it was a worm with a sweater on. Oh, my God. There was also another gum called Funnies, no, Double Bubble, which was very popular. And it had a comic strip in it called Funnies Pud.
Yeah, Pud was the name of
the guy.
The character.
And it was also not funny at all.
They were funny in how not funny they were.
Okay, we miss anything? Airheads,
well,
dude.
We didn't do Airheads, and we didn't do Pop Rocks.
Oh, we have to do these quick. Don't know why I keep fucking saying that.
No, this is one that people are going to want to hear.
Dude, they're only 40 calories.
Oh, thank God.
look at the calorie count. It's like 40. It's like so big.
Don't look at sugars.
This also reminds me of drugs.
I got Tropical Punch.
What's mine? Tropical Punch.
Oh, the same. Ready?
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah, everybody are gonna like it.
No little, oh fuck, no little sugar explosions pops hitting the. Uh oh, you okay?
They're not good. You could like that taste.
They're not bad.
Do you think we should just do all our podcasts with Pop with Rocks? Pop Rocks?
Today's episode of the Propscast is brought to you by Pop Rocks. The Popcast.
You can never hear it. Well, they're terrible. They taste like shit. I mean, the popping is fine.
They're not bad. That's all they're there, that's all they're there for is to pop.
Okay. We should do Airheads too. Because this is a candy of people like a bit younger than us, right?
I think so.
Like 90s babies?
Yeah.
They fucked with Airheads big time. Yeah. I think.
Airheads is like a strip
of taffy.
Of like, yeah. But it's not taffy. It's like different than taffy.
Does it turn your mouth blue?
We're gonna find out. Mine's purple. Purple.
Mm. It's pretty good.
Hmm. Hmm.
I can see why. It's like a Skittle bar.
It is like a Skittle bar. That's exactly what it is. It's Skittles squashed into like a...
like run over by a train.
Yeah.
It's one Skittle. Dude, it's good.
It is good.
See, that flavor is way better than the Pop Rocks, man. Way better. Not as good as a Zagnut, though.
Well, I think with candy, you have to pick between flavor or, like, a novelty. Like, does it pop in your mouth, or is it super sour, or is it, you know what I mean?
So far, though, Nerds Rope, Zagnut, and these fucking bottle caps.
Bottle caps are the winner, man.
They're good.
I do. Because
you know what? When we were,
what?
When we were kids, remember how at Halloween you'd end up with like your pillowcase was like 30% something, 40% chips.
Uh-huh.
Math is way off, but a portion was chips, a portion was candy corn, whatever, fucking disgusting. I hate candy corn for the record. But then part of a good portion of your pillowcase was fucking rockets. right? Mm-hmm. You'd have so many rockets. Remember, you just grab by each end and just whoosh, unwhirl yep. them like in your mouth. Just come, like you eat the whole thing.
Rockets were their own category. They were like the palate cleanser candy.
They're the moose boosh of candy.
You know what I mean?
This has been one of the most fun episodes for us. I don't know mm-hmm. about the listeners.
No one's listening anymore. Everyone's turned off. But if you have listened to this far, you're in for a real treat. Because Jordy brought some relics from his childhood we're about to fucking destroy.
Oh, I'm scared. Okay.
Please explain what they are. You've talked about these on previous episodes.
I got these at a flea market when I was like, I don't know, 10 or something. They're trading cards from different movies.
The late 80s.
The late 80s.
Early 90s.
This is 1986.
This is 91. This is probably the most...
this is 87.
This is probably the most contemporary one.
Okay, so you name yours and then I'll name mine.
Okay, so I've got 3 packs. Jordy has 3 packs. I have ALF Series 2 Tops cards. Ghostbusters 2. 8 cards, 1 sticker, 1 stick of bubblegum. And for those fans of our 50th episode, the film Hook. 8 glossy movie cards and 1 sticker. This one doesn't have any gum.
What?
Bullshit.
Dude, I'm going to go hungry now.
Alf has the gum. We're going to chew this gum. This gum is fucking
are you sure we
almost
should do
as
this,
old
dude.
As we are.
Dude, this gum and this Howard the Duck package is 34 years old.
That gum can vote. It can drive. It can fucking get a mortgage.
Dude, this gum has had a hand job in probably 3 different countries.
Get a mortgage. Okay, which ones do you have?
I have, okay.
You just said Howard the Duck.
Jordy has Howard the Duck, which I posted on Instagram
the other day. My fucking favorite.
I also have the A-Team. The series, not the fucking movie with Bradley Cooper.
No, the series with Mr. T.
Mr. T, dude. And then I have... Not last but not least, 21 Jump Street cards.
I almost feel like you shouldn't open that one.
Because you think this might be worth money?
No, it's just like, look at that.
Do you think the ghost of fucking Peter DeLuise is gonna
You know what we should have had is we should have had Peter DeLuise on the show
to open these. Do you think he would?
I think he would.
He might. I wouldn't.
He knows both of us.
He does know both of us, kind of. He knows you better than he knows me. Peter, if you're listening out there.
Should we save it in case we get him on the show?
I'm interested. Yes, we should. But I'm interested. Okay, we'll save this package. We'll save this one. Because it's so obscure. 21 Jump Street cards, dude?
Yeah. Like Ghostbusters.
Does anybody have these?
Ghostbusters 2? Sure.
Howard the Duck?
Sure.
Okay.
The films, but...
18?
21 Jump Street?
21 fucking Since Jump, dude. That's what the saying comes from.
I almost feel like we shouldn't open the ALF one either. No, I'm going to open the ALF one.
Because you think the dad from ALF is going to come on the show?
Guys, I can't believe you have these ALF cards.
Do you think that ALF could come on the show like the voice actor?
Oh, that would be awesome.
And the puppet?
And bring the puppet? And we can film it.
Oh my god! See, now we're just living.
No, because he'd try and eat Ginny.
Oh shit! Where is Ginny?
I don't know. She's sleeping somewhere.
I haven't even seen her since I've been here, though, dude.
No, she's here.
She's around. She lives in this house.
Now you got me paranoid. Okay, open your first pack.
Okay. The Howard the Duck. I'm really fucking scared to eat this gum.
Don't eat it then.
Why do we do dumb shit like this, dude? You know it's not recommended. I had to Google it and everything. We're unwrapping history here, dude.
I'm opening ALF. Oh, it's the thing practically fell open.
The gum.
Oh, man.
I don't know, dude. I don't know about this gum, man. It looks fucked up. It's in pieces, dude. Well, maybe.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Mine's in 3 pieces.
Yeah, they're exactly how you'd how you'd think. I want my HTV. God. Dr. Jennings, played by Jeffrey, whatever the guy is, who had some weird allegations, charges. Howard in hot water. Waddling off in a huff.
Is it like stills from the movie?
And quotes. Duck versus truckers.
Oh my God.
How a duck can make me a buck.
Oh my God.
And eggs. You're kidding. See? I mean, it's kind of anticlimactic, not going to lie. This one says, bug off Blumbert. Whatever the fuck that means. I can't watch this movie again to understand these references. I don't know about this gum, dude.
I'm trying to take a picture of the gum before I eat it. Don't eat it. I'm going to eat it.
Oh, what if we die?
I mean, isn't this how you want to go out?
Yeah, on Howard the Duck gum. That's how I want it to go out. Not, oh my God. Okay, I'm going to do it too. Dude, it's going to be so bad. It's 34 years old.
Okay, here we go. I'm doing the whole stick, even though it's in three pieces. Here we go. Ow.
Oh, God. It's like fucking pop. Dude. Oh my God. Dude, you can't eat it. Don't swallow it.
I'm not.
Dude, it's not even gum anymore. It's just like fucking.
Wow.
It's like paint. It's like an old paint chip.
This tastes worse than the Thrills.
It was a mistake.
You know what? You were right. We shouldn't have done that.
Oh. Dude. That's dangerous.
Oh, stuck in my teeth. Oh, man. That is bad.
Have a bottle cap.
Yeah.
Get the edge off.
Oh, and it's got like a really bad aftertaste.
Dude, I can't believe the consistency of it.
That's way worse than I thought it would be.
It's been in there for 34 years, dude.
34 years. I just ate 34-year-old gum.
What if we get haunted? What if this is the beginning of a horror movie?
Mm-hmm. We just... The puppets of Alf and Howard the Duck are rising from their graves as we speak because we summoned them by chewing the gum.
Here's my question, though. Hold on. Do you think... Like, obviously, Howard the Duck is somewhere... In a box, in a case somewhere, and so was Alf.
Or do you think they're on display somewhere?
Well, I guess. Or they're just in a lockup somewhere.
Can I have this Alf sticker?
Of course.
Oh, man.
What, do you think I want to keep this stuff?
Like, even for 1988, that's not a very good sticker.
These A-team...
Are you doing A-Team? Okay, yeah. I'm going to do Ghostbusters 2.
So they're all the same. What if somebody texts us in? They're like, yo, well, those cards are worth like fucking $1,000.
Oh, well.
They're not. I've looked it up.
Dude, Ghostbusters gum is in one piece.
The A-Team gum is not. Mm. But should we give it a whirl? Oh, but there's two pieces stuck together.
No, I'm not going to eat. It's the same gum, so I'm not going to eat it. Just gonna look at it.
It's like, it's so brittle.
Oh, dude. Look at this Ghostbusters. Oh, that's a good one.
Look at this A-Team sticker. Rad.
Oh, dude. The whole team's on there.
The whole gang. B.A. Murdoch. Let's see if there's any with that fucking van, dude.
Look at that.
Oh, here's the one. Here's one of a Jeep exploding. I don't know if anybody ever saw that in the series.
I think they blew up 10 Jeeps and then recycled the footage for every episode.
That's all that show was people getting shot or people shooting at stuff and nobody ever getting hit.
And then Jeeps with nobody in them flipping over.
Here's one of Mr. T that's like, what? That's all it says.
Nice.
What? And this one says, I won't fly.
No, he won't.
He won't. He did not like flying, as it turned out. Man, these A-Team cars are weak, dude. But kind of awesome. Here's the thing that you could put like an old old man in a series and just give him a cigar. And people were like, yeah, that's awesome. Hannibal. Here's one. Oh, dude, there's none of the van. Oh, wow. Some action shots. Well, the sticker's worth it.
I got card number one, Ghostbusters.
No way.
It's just an ad for the series.
Oh, fuck that gum.
Dude. Oh, here's one of Sigourney Weaver.
It was so crunchy.
If I ever work with Sigourney Weaver, I'm going to get her to sign this card.
You know what? Would she? Because she'd be like, wait, is that Ghostbusters 2 or 1? You'll be like, 2. And she's like, nah. I don't know if I want to do that, Clayton. If I ever work with Leah Thompson, I'm going to get her to sign this Howard the Duck card.
I think she would.
If I ever work with Mr. T, I'm just going to be so happy that I'm around him.
That'd be rad. Okay, Hook.
I'm excited for the Hook ones.
Oh, yeah, because you're going to save 21 Jump Street.
These ones might even be the funniest. You know, it says Stephen J. Cannell on the back. Okay? It's like property of Cannell Productions. Hilarious, oh,
weird.
Dude.
Weird.
That guy was a fucking boss in the 80s, dude. He didn't mess around much.
Here's a sticker of Dustin Hoffman as Captain Hook.
Guess who's the new Captain Hook?
Who?
Jude Law.
Rad.
Right?
Down
I think
with
it's
that.
Pretty good casting.
Down with that.
Yeah, so am I.
Boy in a Barrel.
Oh, classic bit.
A Slice of Former Life. Look, they're all covered in that goo that you were talking about.
Oh, that whipped cream. Whatever it is.
Granny Wendy.
Got it. Need it. Okay, these Howard the Duck cards are fucking bizarre, dude. Oh. Okay, I'm going to take a picture.
There's one of Rufio. There's one of the Lost Boys.
Okay, if...
I don't remember that in the movie.
You had the choice of being a Lost Boy or a pirate. What would you be?
Lost Boy, because I don't want to go in the boo box.
No, yeah, that was fucked up with the scorpions.
Yeah. I feel like opening these cards was a little anticlimactic.
Of course it was, but you know what? In hindsight, why wouldn't it be? Do you know what I mean?
I am super stoked on this Ghostbuster sticker, though.
And I'm stoked on this A-Team sticker. This is going on my cart.
Oh, dude. If I had a cart, this would go on it.
Speaking of which, did your cart fall out of the back of a pickup truck one time? Where is that cart? I thought you had it.
It's at my parents' house.
So you do have a cart.
Yeah,
it's
up
on blocks.
It's not an act.
Grass
yeah.
is growing yes. through it. There's yeah. a family of fucking bees in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Family of bees.
Yeah, it's a beehive.
But the bees are all a family, right?
Yeah.
They take care of each other.
Yeah.
That's nice.
There's a mama bee and a papa bee.
Okay, well, all I'm going to say is I want everybody, oh, fuck, look at this fucking sticker, too. It's a big egg. It's Howard the Duck coming out.
With his beak sticking out with a cigar.
Is there anything more 80s than that? I don't think so. Maybe this 21 Jump Street cards that we will not open right now. All I want to say, though, to wrap it up is that it's fun to go to the candy store and get some nostalgic candies, maybe rent a nostalgic movie, whatever it is. If it's Airheads or Rockets or whatever, you know what I mean? That's what Halloween's about, kind of, right?
Dude, there's nothing better than that feeling when you come back from a long night of trick-or-treating and dumping that fucking bag of candy all over the floor.
The loot.
And sorting it. I love to sort it.
I just used to eat.
Suckers in this pile. Rockets over here.
See, I'd eat all the good shit, and then I wouldn't want the rest.
Get rid of those raisins.
Dude, remember the Sun-Made little boxes
of raisins? Dude, they still sell them.
Why would they give those for Halloween?
There's like 6 raisins inside.
Who wants raisins?
You know.
I've been talking to John. He's telling me that it's a very white person thing to have raisins and to put them into food.
Really?
Yeah. Like black people, they don't put raisins into salads and shit like we do that.
Yeah.
Into casseroles or whatever we do.
That scans.
Although I don't really do, nobody in my family does it, but I've had it. Not going to lie, I've had raisins in certain things. Coleslaw, bread.
I like cookies with raisins.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oatmeal raisin?
Yeah, I like them.
That's white, dude.
I know. And I put raisins in oatmeal.
Do you?
Yeah.
Living on the fucking edge, eh?
I know. Weird.
You're crazy.
So white. So white.
It is. I sometimes just have mayonnaise sandwiches. Mayonnaise.
Gross. So gross.
I do love mayonnaise.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you.
God, I think I'm going to go into a diabetic coma.
I know. I feel weird. I think it's the fucking candy gum.
I still taste the thrills. It's ruined my palate for the next 3 weeks.
I can't get rid of eating the fucking gum.
Dude, when I looked over and you were spitting it out into that bowl in like, it looks so gross.
It was gross, dude. Look at it.
It looked like curdled milk.
That's it breaking.
Yeah.
It's like fucking hard. Well, of course it's hard. What did we expect? Expect it to be?
I don't know what I expected. I didn't expect that.
At this juncture, dude.
So gross.
I'm never going to be the same after today.
All right.
Do you want another warhead as we go out?
Like a new one?
Or do you want to have one of these toxic waste ones?
Let's do the toxic waste. We didn't have these ones.
Okay, so there's the last but not least candy is this toxic waste sour. Mine's watermelon.
Oh, mine is...
Not to be confused with watermelon.
Mine's blue raspberry.
Okay, so we have to do the ending credits.
Dude, it's stuck to the wrapper. That's never a good sign.
That's how sour it is?
Yeah.
Maybe it won't be as sour as the warhead.
Okay, hang on. Sorry, I can't get it out of the wrapper.
You gotta peel it.
Okay. All right, I'm ready.
Okay. One.
And then we'll do the end credits.
And the goodbyes.
Okay, here we go. One, two, three.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Oh, no, this one's even worse.
Okay, thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks to Amanda for the artwork and Dan for our music.
Everybody, join us next week for another episode about Halloween. On Halloween.
Follow us on Instagram at...
Oh, my God.
The Propscast. Bye.
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 Bye.